that you all realize when you kind of are shaking off that dream was the carvings are slightly different now. All the carvings are just tweaked. Where it was a woman in red, now it is a man in green. Everything is slightly changed. Where you can actually see some of the genders, some of the items they're holding. There's a character that now has a deep scar across their face that you didn't see that before. But it's like all of the illustrations were once masked to you. You can see them clearly now. Mm. The one character that you saw was an elf is actually a firbolg. Mm. Like you can see things are slightly different now.
Okay.
Okay. As you are walking around, you all see it clearly. Every once in a while, you'll see little owls in the illustrations. And then you can see, always behind the warlock, you see the owl-like creature that you saw and that you just fought is standing behind him with a smile on his face. And everywhere you walk, you kind of see eyes of the owls. Okay. Feel like the owls are looking at you. And then maybe as you're walking around, those owls begin to fade away slowly, leaving the sharper relief of the images behind.
Is there a clean image of the owl's eyes that's like not desecrating another image?
Yes.
There's a clean image of like just the owls?
Sure.
As it fades away, I'm going to walk right over to it, stare at it, and then spit on it.
No change. It does. It happens just as you will.
I wasn't expecting one.
Yeah. Nothing changes at all. It slowly fades. Good.
Right in one of its eyes.
Very dramatic.
Ulrich is very pissed at what that entity did to him.
So you guys take a couple moments and you realize you haven't spoken to Adam and Lagatha. So you start kind of walking around, calling around. You don't hear anything. But when you finally make your way back to the center of the labyrinth here, you do see Lagatha's horn and a note sitting right by Vanna's body. And not to go into too much detail about it, but Lagatha writes a hasty note that says, "We know where the fear is coming from. We have to fix this. We will meet up with you later."
So basically we understand that they're going after the Fear Stone by themselves.
Yes.
Okay.
They're going after the Fear Stone by themselves. For whatever reason, they feel that it is their obligation by themselves. They leave the horn, they leave the note so that you know it's for them, and they are gone. Okay. For our podcast family, my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law are taking a little break due to medical stuff, and they just need a couple sessions away from us, and they might rejoin us later, and whatever. We're all good. So now, unless you guys have anything really urgent to do here, I think we're good to move forward. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to get out of this labyrinth because it's almost like it was kind of hard to find your way in, but going out, it's seems like, oh, this is easy. So it takes you no time at all to get out. Remember when you get out, there's a field of gems and flowers of gems. Just to cut to the chase, I'll tell you, you guys are able to gather $5,000 worth of gems. 5,000 gold of gems.
Mm-hmm.
You can split it amongst you. All four individually.
5,000, you said?
5,000 all together. I actually did the math of how heavy the gems are, how much you can carry realistically without hurting yourselves, and it comes up to a little below 5,000, so I said 5,000.
1,250 each of us.
You can put it in your gold, but put somewhere in your notes saying that this is gems, because if you ever need to translate it or anywhere else.
I'm sorry, 12?
1,250 each.
As you are walking out and you're walking through that field and you're taking a couple moments to pick the right ones, you realize that the gorge that you walked over and there's that thin, slight, itty-bitty layer of stone that has now crashed in.
Mm.
So there's no way to go back the way you came.
Okay.
So there was the gorge and it had that thin, thin layer on it.
Yes.
That as you walked, you had to space out and
oh, like the crystal. Yeah, got
yep.
it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So all of that now, without the stone's presence of reinforcing, it has cracked and fallen and crashed. So it's not safe to travel that way.
Well, it looks like we need to find a way around this.
An alternate route.
Okay, so is there... We can't cross it. Is there purchase around to descend another way?
So you can make a perception check.
I'm good at those.
If you're all kind of standing, if somebody wants to make a nature or survival, you could do that too.
18 on perception.
Okay. Anybody else?
Oh, nature was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, no. If somebody felt that they wanted to do something different. Okay.
I had a 13.
Yeah, 4.
Hey, okay. So, even with the 14, that's fine.
Boom tight.
So, Sorek and Ulrich, you are kind of looking around, seeing what you can find, and probably about 100 feet off into the distance, you see a line of statues, and it looks like it is curving down a path. And all of the statues look as though they are submissive from here. They don't look threatening from here.
But it's a clear path that we could walk down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a way out, although the statues do make me uncomfortable.
Question. How far are we from the statues?
100 feet.
Do any of them look like the villagers?
Some. Not like they are covered in stone. They look like humans that are statues.
Can I,
Okay.
They don't look like the crossbreed of the humans that have turned into stone and they have stone embedded into their skin. They look like humans that have turned to stone.
Well, no, I was saying, can I recognize, like, via, like, 1-to-1? Like, I remember seeing that villager.
No.
Okay.
No, you don't actually recognize them.
Okay.
If they're 100 feet away, I would like to get it so it's maybe, if I'm in 30 feet.
Sure.
So I could take my mage hands and just, like, kind of press on the statues.
On the statues?
Yeah.
You got it. So you guys take some time, you move a little bit closer, and you begin to lightly press on them. They do not move. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can actually feel what it feels like through there, but with your mage hand, you're experienced enough to go, okay, this isn't humanoid. Mm-hmm. This is a statue. This is stone.
With whatever pressure I could put with mage hands?
Yeah.
Like, it's not crumbling or...
No.
Okay.
No. Ulrich, you had a face?
Oh, I just discovered an ability that I didn't realize I had that's going to be really nice when me and Sorek are going to be able to tag team something. So
got it.
I saw that and went, ooh, that's going to be beastly. Anyway.
Okay. Anybody else want to say or do anything at this moment, or you're just going to keep walking steadily?
I'm going to keep walking very steadily, shield out, mace out. Mm. And I'm going to suggest let's walk carefully but briskly. Mm. Let's get out of here as quick as we can.
As you get much closer, you see the line of statues looks like they are bowing. And it looks like they are bowing or curtsying, but their head is down and they look like they're offering honor. But not moving, not saying a word.
And they're all facing the same direction?
It's almost like when a king or queen would, like, have a perception, and, like, you have two rows of people, and they are facing in.
Got it.
So it's like they're all facing in as you would, like, walk past like that.
Is there anything on the ground in front of us?
Any sort of, like,
line
rough,
or walkway?
It feels like a rough walkway.
Okay.
It looks like as you would go into the woods, you would see, like, oh, this is a deer path.
Got it.
It's not a formal path, but it looks like it's been traversed enough that it could be something you could follow.
No writing or symbols or anything on the statues?
Nope.
Got it.
You see a variety of different people. You see different ages. You see some soldiers. You see all different types of people.
Different races and species?
Yep. You see all different things.
God.
And it looks as though they are bowing.
Every statue.
Every statue looks like they are bowing.
They're all bowing the same way?
Yep.
But I recognize the bow as something, like the type of bow? Like, is it like, would I recognize the formality?
You can see that there's different varieties. Like, maybe they came from different points of the world, but there is a formality to them. Some of them, the soldiers, look like they are honoring in a certain way. But the little girls look like they're trying to, like, curtsy and be cute.
Oh, so they're all different.
They're all different, yeah.
Got it, okay.
And you're going to keep walking past them?
Yes. Oh, sort of. I'm moving quickly, but...
Sure.
Like...
Oh, I thought we were walking, like... When you said it, I thought the ground in front of them was kind of fallen in and we were walking, like, on the statues.
No.
Did I misunderstand that?
So imagine...
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, like, when you see, like, somebody inspecting their troops.
Mm-hmm.
Or a queen arriving somewhere, mm-hmm. and there's rows of people that are bowing to the walkway the queen is walking on.
Okay.
They're all bowing to the walkway.
Okay.
As you would pass by.
I thought the walkway was falling in.
It looks like it's like, it just looks like a deer path. It looks like something okay. that maybe people have walked on, but okay. it's sturdy and it's solid.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just ground.
I thought it was a marble, like a, you know, marble path. That's what I thought it was, you know, until you said it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not for, it looks like just stones that you can walk on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then I'm going to take Mage Hand kind of just in front of me doing like
sure.
these and be like, well,
yeah,
we go or we don't. And I send Mage Hand out 30 feet in front of me to kind of feel around and walk
sure.
quickly.
Yeah.
Sure. As you are walking, you see there is no movement. And when you walk past a series of three little girls, they are holding up, and it looks like a forget-me-not that is crystalled.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little girl who's holding it up like this. Like she's holding it up as if to give it to you,
mm-hmm.
but still perfectly statued.
Like an offering.
Like an offering.
Well, do I take it? Is it disrespectful?
I have absolutely no idea.
Well... I take the mage hands and I kind of like, it kind of goes around the.
It is kind
does
of.
Does anything happen?
I'm pointing my mace, I have guiding bolt at the ready.
Nope, it's just a little crystal.
Okay, I'm just drawn. I feel like I have to take it.
So
if it feels
somebody
right,
roll
then
me
do
a
it.
Perception check. Because you've been walking along this path for a little while, so right now there's statues in front and behind you.
Guidance 21.
Okay. I'm gonna wait for Brass.
17.
26.
Oh, damn!
Ooh.
21, 26, what?
17.
Okay.
11, it's very pretty.
Well, the watchers, I watch.
That is true. You are still focused on the flower, and you're still kind of like, what do I do here? But as she's wavering as to what she should do with this offering, you guys, the three of you, turn around, and as you kind of look back and see... All of the statues have silently moved.
Ooh.
And are now facing you.
God.
Only the ones that you've passed. You see no movement from the little girl.
Mm-hmm.
But you hear coming from her. Thank you.
Woo!
Woo!
Twilight Zone.
You're welcome?
Who's welcome?
Didn't you hear it?
Did we hear it? Or only she heard it?
I would say only she heard it.
Didn't you hear it?
No. Hear what?
She said thank you.
Who said thank you?
She did.
Are you looking at her right now?
Yes.
Huh. Okay. Interesting.
Zorik, from the other side, you hear in your head a male voice. We only wish to honor you. Thank you.
Can I think back?
You can try.
Well, I'll try.
You can try.
What have we done to be so graciously given an honor?
For 1,000 years, all of these people were caught in stone. Our lives are lost, but no others will be lost along with ours. Thank you.
I share that.
I reach out. And I take the jeweled forget-me-not.
And you hear?
And I curtsy to her. Thank you.
And you see no movement of the stone people. You don't see any movement. They all look like statues. But very Doctor Who-esque. When you look away, you don't feel a movement or see a movement. But when you look back, they've changed shape.
You know they've moved.
When you do not look at them... They can change.
I have a third level spell slot left. I'm going to use it to cast Beacon of Hope on us.
He trusts nothing. You could trust whatever you want.
No, I thought it was when we leveled, we got everything back, and I reset.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, so
did I. I'm like, oh.
It's okay.
It's all good.
Okay.
Oh, gather around, everyone, real quick, because you're bored. Here's your shot. Beacon of hope.
It's totally fine.
You had advantage on wisdom saves.
I just wanted you to have this moment of this
that's what
appreciation from the statues. But from this moment on, you can pass clear out of the forest. They help and guide you through the way. They show you the safest way out by lining up. And they show you the way to get out of the forest. And eventually you start to see trees again. And you start to see the stones fade. And you see life again. And you hear birds again. And you realize that you have gone be outside of the border of the effects of the stone.
Well, that was something, huh?
Yes. Yes, it was.
So you've been traveling for a little while now. And it's getting dark. And you haven't eaten.
Yes, let's make camp.
As you do, Scarlet, there was something that has been weighing on you. And you wrote down all of these moments from the carvings that you saw. And you wrote down all of these different things.
Did I write down the mirror thing and the
place I don't I think you wrote that
to?
Down.
Okay.
I don't think you had an opportunity to write that down yet. But you did write down the images that you saw.
Yeah.
And you were able to identify a lot of the people and a lot of the things that they had.
Mm-hmm.
One of the illustrations that you saw was one of the characters had, like, it looked like decimation all around them. And it looked like they were standing in a field. And in the illustrations, when it changed, you saw a horrible scar across their face that looked as though it was burnt.
Mm-hmm.
And that image has been sticking with you. As you've been walking and you've started feeling a little bit safer, you remember that you saw something in Simon's book about Quaggoth destroying pieces of land and the villages that burned.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you're putting those things together now.
Okay.
So as you are settling in, you're kind of like, give me that pen again.
Mm-hmm.
So while she's doing that, is anybody doing anything else?
I'll be setting my bedroll out, preparing dinner for the group.
I'm going to use my cartographer's tools to note the changes in the area.
Okay.
Dinner for tonight will be a leek soup. I hope everyone's okay with leeks.
I'm going to take care of my bird. I got to feed him.
And they sometimes give me indigestion, but I'll manage.
So you guys do feel as though you're safe here. There is, it's a lush forest, soft ground, and it's like a relief after all of the things that you've been through in that like rocky, hard terrain. I will say that you'll have a long rest here, but we're not technically leveled yet.
Okay. Okay.
Do you feel how these things go together? No?
No.
Okay, that's okay. So essentially,
the scorching, she's scorched, the land was scorched.
So you kind of can think to yourself, like, maybe she's from that part of the world.
From Marie?
From Marie. And maybe she would have gone back there if she's from there to hide the stone.
Okay.
So you should investigate the Battle of Amberfall.
Okay. I'm going to share that information.
Okay.
With the party. And I'm going to say, you remember that one carving that had that halfling, and she was like in orange flowers, and then the orange flowers were kind of like dust, and she kind of like, it looked like her face was burned?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. Do you remember with the Battle of
Emberfall,
that Mareed, it was just like scorched, like Quaggoth just scorched every, like irreversibly scorched. Do you think that goes together?
Quite possibly. It does make sense.
Well,
certainly can.
So then, if we think that that kind of goes together, do you think something from that halfling might still be in Mareed?
Could we roll a history check on Mareed?
Sure.
History checks, you said? That seems like an intelligence-based thing, doesn't it, Simon?
Yes.
Something that you would have studied in your books.
So, history, okay.
15.
Ooh.
That was nice.
That was pretty nice.
See?
Shut up.
What'd you roll?
28.
Here you go, wizard.
Oh, nice. Very nice. I know you have good intelligence, too.
That's right? More than double my 12.
Okay. Sorry. Mm-hmm. You remember coming across a book somewhere that's like the people of Mareed, that when Qui-Goth scorched the land, that there was this huge surge of people who were joining armies and joining the people who were fighting against him. And it was like this huge moment of this, like, let's stand up against Qui-Goth. And a lot of them had left Mareed in order to travel the world and to fight. However, you also know the people of Mareed are very dedicated to each other. And it is well known that they always come home. They always care and they take care of their own, no matter where they are in the world. And it could be a logical conclusion that if somebody needed to hide something, they would go to their homeland.
Okay.
Say noodles.
What?
Say the word. If you say noodles, that means everything I just heard I'm telling all of you.
Okay.
That's a code word we use.
Share it to
you're everybody. Sharing it.
Yes. I don't know what the word
is. No, you can just say, I share that information.
Yeah, I share that information with everybody. You know, everybody knows.
Okay.
I just can't get over that she was in orange flowers, and then she was holding dust. It's like the flowers were turning to dust in her hands.
Maybe they were turning to ash?
Could be ash.
I don't know.
I
trust nothing we saw after that owl asshole. Fuck with our minds.
Yeah.
We will find them and I will have words with thee.
I think you killed them already.
The owl person?
You killed him already in the dream.
Then why did we in the dream state? I don't know that he's really dead.
But you got the stone.
We got the stone. I don't think we killed him.
We saw the owl.
It's your story. You thought we killed
him. I was going to have him dead, but...
We did see the owl faces around the... Oh, but we saw them fading. That is true. Ulrich just spits on the ground at the mention of...
I never, ever, 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 ever want to go back there.
You'll never have to.
It's good soup.
Oh, thank you. I may do with what I had. Could do with a bit of barley or some sort of grain, but...
It's sustenance.
So where do we go from here?
Rest. Get a night's sleep. Should we take watches, or...?
We probably should.
I'm good to go after 4 hours.
I'll stay up first and clean up after dinner. You all get some sleep.
Okay. Are we taking turns?
We can. I'll take first.
Oh, you take the first?
I'll take second.
Okay. I'll fit in there wherever. No problem.
I can take the last.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll basically stay up for 2 hours, and then I'll wake up Scarlet for an hour, Simon for an hour, and then Simon, Zora can do the rest.
Yep.
The night passes without any incident. Maybe once or twice you might hear an animal grazing or something.
I am going to long rest now, DM. I hadn't done it yet, but...
Okay, yes. You can long rest. So where do you guys want to go from here? Do you want to do any other investigation, or do you want to head to...
I want to specifically mark where the statues were.
Okay.
Because I want to inform members of the Watch about it.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely do that.
If those are souls that are trapped, they should have protection.
I do want to write down about my experience in the mirrors and on the stage and all of that.
Okay.
And if we're close to a town or something, if there's a library where we can read a little bit more about the battle of...
Emberfall?
Fuck your face, yes.
You got it. Okay, absolutely. So you would be the best with maps. So there really isn't a map right now of where you would be with a city. You might be able to identify where you are, but right now you are turned around because you didn't come the way that you came. So there's a little bit of a twist here. So.
Well, let me ask this. Now that we've taken care of the stone.
Yep.
The stone.
Nature has been sort of returning to the area.
The stone area that was affected is still affected. You pass through it. But so now you have just gone outside that realm.
But now we're in regular forest, right?
Yes, correct.
So could we try to get our bearings, try to find like a river, mm-hmm. a stream, follow that?
Absolutely. So I guess if you all up in the morning and everything, the night passes, yeah, you could take your time, do some survival checks. I'll let you do a few of them until you can get your bearings.
Because I feel like I thought I did this, but maybe not. I thought that I was documenting our journey with the cartographer's tools.
I think you were
okay.
For quite a bit. I think with the when you left, you had to go a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So you can absolutely do that. I'll give you advantage on the checks because you did have a certain documentation up to that point.
Okay. Cool. Thank you. I'm also giving myself guidance. Whew, that was good. 15. 18.
Okay, so you're able to identify the best way to get out of the area. The last village that you were really in was that small village up in the north. So I don't know how familiar you are with this area of where a village would be, but you know the best river to follow to get out of this mountainous area into probably more populated areas.
If we follow this river, it should take us to a populated area, from what I can gather.
Yeah. Absolutely. So it's going to take you guys a little while, maybe like a half a day, depending on how far you guys are able to move. But it should take you a little bit of time, and then you can get to like a small fishing village. Did you want to do anything else?
The only thing I would say as we were going, I would kind of run up next to Sorek and looking down, and I have the jeweled forget-me-not kind of, and I'm fidgeting with it.
Mm.
And I'm looking down as we're walking. Thank you for pulling me out of that really dark place.
You're welcome.
And she hands him the jeweled forget-me-not.
Whoa!
He takes it, and he bows.
Okay, bye.
For me? Okay, so with this small fishing village, you don't... They're not really going to have a library or anything here to that magnitude. So you know you have to travel a little bit to get to like somewhere where it has more of a formalized education area.
Mm-hmm.
You did have a boat with the father and the son who were taking the boat.
Mm-hmm.
It probably take you like 2 days to get back to where they are. And I remember you guys saying if you didn't get back by a certain time, they were leaving. So I'm not sure where you guys want to head. But you might be able to buy a boat here so that you can do it yourself.
I think they were supposed to wait a week for us.
I don't remember.
Has it been a week?
No.
Let's go meet up with them. Hopefully they're still here.
Sounds good to me.
We did charter the vessel, so.
It's only fair we get our money's worth.
That is true.
I agree. I'm not looking to hamstring anyone, but a deal is a deal.
Okay, so you guys take a couple opportunities to walk back to the boat. When you get there, they're like, oh, we were leaving tomorrow. They're happy you came back. Okay, thank you. And because that was like one day. Yeah, they were leaving tomorrow. Yeah, you had just enough time to get back to them.
Wait! Run to the dock as they're pulling anchor.
Okay, so as we are, as you hop back on the boat and you're headed out, they know where to take you. They know exactly where. They're like, oh, okay, you need to go to a bigger city. Okay, we can head back. And they'll start taking you to a larger city. If you want, you can actually go to the largest city on the continent and take it from there.
If we're looking for a library, that might be the place to go.
That's an excellent place to stop.
Okay.
The capital city of Daigon. And you guys actually passed by it last time. So there was the way that you left Petra, and you took the canal all mm-hmm. the way through,
mm-hmm.
and then you went north. So now you're actually coming back on that river, and you're going to go straight down into Daigon. And the Port Richmond is this huge port that is the biggest in the world. And this is the kind of like the richest city in the world. This is a huge city that has everything you could possibly imagine. And it is Port Richmond because it has a lot of money. And this is where the king sits and the king's court sits. This is their capital city.
Okay.
So imagine it as New York.
Is Princess Seraphina back here? It was like
she might have. She yeah. might, or she might still be in Petra. It's okay. been a little time. You don't know exactly where she is.
Okay.
But this is where her father is.
Mm-hmm.
So as you guys approach, imagine every huge boat you could see. And imagine this enormous, vast port where people are yelling at each other, get out of the way, and no, don't do that. And when you arrive, you see fishermen, and you see crates of every possible thing you could imagine. And yeah, it's very busy, very loud city and port and everything you could imagine.
The dwarf hitting a carriage. I'm walking here. I'm walking here.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I really could have done without the statues coming to life and all that, but my God, I did not miss the city, I can tell you that much.
This is enormous.
Lots of
huge
people.
And you see, it's kind of, it doesn't have a lot of like hills or mountains. It's very flat. So when you're in Petra, you were used to like the hills that went down, and the city was loud, but it was also very spaced out, where there were buildings further apart from each other. This, everything's boom, boom,
yeah,
boom,
this is,
jam.
This is a metropolis.
It's a metropolis, yeah.
Ulrich has a flashback to the night we all met.
Mm.
And says, Scarlet, stay close to us. Don't go off wandering. And I'll be watching the crowd for any hooded figures that might take interest in us.
Mm.
Having flashbacks to how this all started.
Every once in a while, you'll see your King's Guard walking around. No one's paying you guys any attention.
Audible, audibly
you blend perfectly. You blend.
You blend.
Yeah,
yeah, Vinny. You blend.
I will audibly snort as a Kingsguard walks by.
Why would you do that?
He doesn't like royalty.
Oh, well. Now you're arrested. No, I'm sure.
Hmm?
Royalty means class inequality, and Ulrich doesn't. He's not about that life.
So, okay. You guys are headed for a tavern? Are you headed for a hotel? What are you looking for?
What's your background for
pirate? What did I choose? What
folk
did
hero.
I choose?
Cheesy thing on it.
Yes,
like
folk
hero. Parmesan.
Yeah.
I didn't like this.
So where are you guys headed to?
A place where we can get rooms. I'll be looking for a reasonable...
Reasonable.
Ulrich would absolutely not want a high-class place. But, you know...
I have an idea. Would I be able to find a Temple of Helm?
Yeah. Sure.
Not sure I can promise anything, but because I still have like my armor and stuff like that from being
Helm.
part of that
oh,
organization.
Oh, yeah.
So,
okay.
I'm wondering if they might be able to put us up.
Sure. Here you'd have to go to the Temple of Helm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Might throw whoever is on our trail off of it for a moment.
Yeah.
Would everyone be up for trying that?
I'm game.
Okay.
So,
you have to walk a little bit, but not crazy far.
Do we pass by, like, theaters and stuff?
Probably.
So I'm looking at names of marquees going, oh my gosh, do you know who that is? Oh my, I've seen, oh my god! And I'm, like, pointing at all the things. And I could just imagine Ulrich, like, put your hands down.
It's more of the, like rubbing the bridge of the nose, but still looking like, has anyone noticed what a tourist she is?
I would say in the theater district, it would be tourists are there.
Okay.
So she fits in fine.
If his temple idea doesn't work, I have something that could help.
You're a rustic hospitality.
Rustic hospitality, baby.
Yeah. So I would say you do get to the Temple of Helm. And oddly enough, there's like a little event going on right now. And it looks as though there's like a soup kitchen happening. And it looks like it's like makeshift tables. It doesn't look like it's up all the time. And when they see you approaching, they assume that you're here for a hot bowl of soup. And they say, oh, yes, welcome. No questions asked, please. Please join us for a bowl of soup. We would love to have you. And you see three people who are dressed in like, cleric's robes that look like they are the people of the temple. And then you see some other people who look like they're just helping. They're just there as servers. And they'll say, oh yes, come, please help us. And they're all young. They're all really young people who are like, oh, please come on in. Let's do this. Yeah. And they start immediately serving you some, like, it has meat. It's like beef, potatoes, stew.
I will look down the line figuring out what they think we are. Mm. Are there any needy people in line behind us?
Not behind you, but in front of you.
People who are, like, in line waiting for food?
Yeah.
I will hand my bowl to one of them.
I will do the same. I will show my amulet, which I think is basically the holy symbol.
Uh-huh.
And I will say, may the eyes of Helm look kindly upon you. Is there a head priest here that I can speak to?
And you
or a
see,
head cleric?
Yes, that you see a gentleman that's kind of off to the back corner says, oh, did you need something, my son? Oh, I see you are one of us. Please come.
Thank you. My companions and I have been on a long journey, and we are looking for a place to lay our heads for the night. I was hoping that those of the faith might be able to accommodate us for now. We'll be gone in the morning. We just have some business at the library.
As you are saying this, this head cleric here, he steps up to you and says, I see something in you. I see more than just faith. I see knowledge. I would like for you to come and stay with me for the evening. All of you. I would like to know more of what you've seen.
Of course. Your hospitality is much appreciated.
And it looks like he's startled, almost. It looks like he's like, oh, something's happening. Like, he looks like, oh, boy. And he escorts you past the food line, and he says, please make yourself comfortable here in the main chambers. I don't want to leave them shorthanded. I'm going to continue to help my people, but please stay here, and of course, please help yourself with a bowl of soup.
We can help?
We certainly can help.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you.
In exchange for access to your raw ingredients so I can make a vegetarian option. I do not eat meat.
Oh, that's new. That's new.
There are not many of us in the world, I understand.
You are a stately fellow for being somebody who does not eat meat.
Mm. Good genetics.
Are there children?
Yes. So probably in the time that it took you to have this conversation and walk to and fro, maybe about another 8 people or so have wandered in, one of them being a family with 2 little kids.
So, I think I'm going to take out my instrument of illusion.
Okay.
And bring out my ballerina who's going to dance, and I, like, invite the kids over to watch. And, like, I just, like, make her twirl and do little things around the room and stuff like that.
Very, very sweet.
And I just...
The kids love it.
I'm just at peace with the kids.
Yeah. So... You can tell the kids needed a little bit of healing
because
it's humbling coming and asking for a free bowl of soup. But you can see that you healed them a little bit as much as they're healing you. And you kind of feel like a breath of fresh air, like a safe place. You feel safe. And probably for about another hour, people come and go. You are helping. You are cooking. What would you be doing, Simon?
So everybody's doing something nice.
What do you want to do? Do you want to do anything?
I want to help.
Okay.
I want to help give out the food.
Okay.
To the people who are online.
Sure.
That's what I'm thinking of that.
Okay. So you kind of jump right in and you
jump right
you
in
start,
the line behind, you know.
Yeah. You start talking to 2 of the teenage boys that are there. And they're kind of laughing and joking and kind of like bumping elbows like, oh no, you messed that up, man, you know, and they're kind of being funny as they're helping. And they look at you and go, why are you here? Why are you helping?
Because it's my duty to help. It's everybody's duty. If somebody needs help to help people in need, I'm going to jump in.
That's very nice of you. I'm here because I'm going to get college credits for the institution.
Not surprised.
I'm in a dual enrollment program.
Not surprised.
But I do
about
like
that
it.
Resume.
I gotta build up that resume. Yeah. But that's very nice of you. That's pretty cool. Anyway, and they kind of like, they don't get
sure.
it yet. You know, they're young, they don't get it yet. So,
I'll be cleaning up and moving, like, ingredient boxes and stuff like that around.
Sure, absolutely. So it takes you guys a little while. You're there, the line slowly thins, they start saying, okay, well, if nobody's coming inside anymore for any more bowls, we're just going to make some bowls up, we're going to have them sitting out here, and then we'll start cleaning up and everything. And as they start cleaning and scrubbing up, one or two more bowls gets emptied out, and then that's it. And then they start moving the tables back, and the priest looks at you and says, I'm so sorry I haven't introduced myself. I'm Alan, and I would love to speak to you more about why you've come here.
Of course, Alan. It's a pleasure to meet you. I am Sorek.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet all of you. You see the volunteers, all the guys, kind of, they get a little piece of paper, and the other the other clerics that are there sign a little piece of paper, and they hand it to the young kids, and they're like, woohoo! And they're like, they peace out. And everything kind of calms down and everything. But the doors remain open. And you can see that they start sweeping the floors. And it's just kind of part of their day. And everything starts to become much more peaceful at this moment. Alan sits with you and says, how did you make your way to me? Or us.
So I think for a moment. Not sure how much I want to reveal.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of talking about our mission...
Mm.
I'll talk about some of my time in the Astral Sea.
Okay.
There are many wonders that the Eyes of Helm have shown me throughout the plains. And I have been drawn back, as you must know, when one leaves, there are times when one is drawn back to their home.
Mm-hmm.
To come back to the home plane was needed as the trees need the rain. And while I have seen wonders... I felt it was important to stay grounded, to honor that which allows me the power to help those in need. So I felt it prudent to come to pay homage to Helm. And what better place to do that than a temple dedicated to his honor?
Your story sounds familiar to me, and I feel it here. But can I ask, when you were in the sea, did you see Helm himself?
While I saw many fantastic things, his vision was revealed to me.
Ah, that's what I see. In my prayers, when I sit and I reach my mind out and I ask Helm, he tells me of a stirring in this world, of an imbalance of magic that is steadily growing, and how it is threatening to teeter in a way that would rip this world apart. And seeing you here makes me feel in some small way that I can give my assistance when maybe I couldn't have before. So thank you for telling me your story.
You're welcome. Thank you for sitting with me as well.
Please take your rest, and by all means feel free to make yourself at home. Wash up, do what you have to. And at this point, Ulrich, he does see that you have made a small stew that is vegetarian. And he asks, do you mind if I take a little?
Please, please do. My pleasure.
I'd like to try this no meat option.
And it was
fascinating concept.
It was a simple vegetable soup I put together.
And he kind of rips a piece of bread that was left over. And he kind of dips it in, and then he takes a bite. Well, that's fascinating. That's not that bad, I think.
Thank you.
Yes, I think I could do that if I had to, and I had no other options. That would be acceptable.
That's the same.
I'm used to it.
And then he says, I will leave you to your business, and when you're ready, you can head upstairs. That is my dwelling, it's just up those stairs right there, and I will lay out some blankets and pillows and stuff like that for you. It won't be a formal place, but you'll be safe and you will be warm.
Much obliged, much obliged.
And as that is in all things, that's the best we can all hope for. And he takes his leave.
You have our thanks.
So... You guys can stay downstairs for a little while, talk out whatever you want to, and then spend the night or whatever you want to do. It actually isn't that late. It isn't that late while you're here right now. It's maybe like just after supper. So you can see that it's only just becoming dusk if you had anything else you wanted to do today. You guys have been around each other way too long. Same face. Okay, if you guys don't have anything you want to do on your agenda.
Is there any, like, library or anything inside of the temple? Can I ask, before he leaves, I'm sorry, but can I ask him if there's, like, any sort of reading room or library inside the temple?
We do have a small area over here, and he kind of, like, points where it's, like, where you have your chairs up in the front, and then kind of like in just this little alcove in the corner where you see maybe his office is on one side, there are a few bookshelves over on the other. He does say most of them are holy in reference, but there are some maybe references of the world that are there that you might be able to reference. I don't know what you're specifically looking for.
So it's okay? I could go take a look?
Absolutely. It's open to the public at all times.
I will join you.
If you are looking for a library, there is one, and he kind of gives you directions, like turn left, turn right, and then he says it is one of the largest libraries that you could possibly find, but they do only open for limited times, so they do close their doors after a certain point.
Well, I think we could start here, and then maybe in the morning we could head out.
Sounds good.
Okay. It will probably take you a little while to find it, but there is kind of like a history of the world's kind of book there, and they do reference the war. They talk about the fact that there was a war, which was a conflict between the people and Qui-Goth, and it was that it seemed as though everyone on the outside of the issue felt that it was a very simple issue that they could resolve cleanly. It was like trade agreement kind of thing. And that when Qui-Goth did what he did, it was a crazy overreaction, which is why it caused such a rift in the people and why they revolted and got so involved in destroying his reign. Mm. Because they themselves felt that he obliterated an entire community area, kind of thing like that. It doesn't go into great detail. It just says, like, that there was a rift and that it was mainly due to trade agreements, but you didn't really understand a lot of it.
Well, not really what we wanted, but any information is good information, right?
Agreed. I'll also look at some tomes of hell.
Sure, absolutely. I don't know exactly what you're looking for.
Deeper connection for my faith. That's all.
Okay.
You don't have to give me anything. I'm just saying, like, that's why. It's another reason why I would go.
I don't know if you know some of the references we talked about, but now you can say that maybe your character now knows what Braz knows about Helm, if you wanted to say that.
Got it.
And then that there is that story between Helm and Mistra that was referenced way before, and you kind of can read the story now in someone else's hand that Helm destroyed Mistra, and that caused the magic of Mistra to go throughout the land.
Do I get any more information on Mistra?
You could, yeah.
Do you want me to, like, roll for it, or...?
No, if the book is there, I would say you could get more information on Mistra just being extremely powerful and often sacrificing herself in order to do stuff like that. Most of the lore that I use is actually D&D lore, so I'm not changing any of that.
Got it.
But there is Crystal that is involved in the Mistra-Helm relationship that you can start to read up on too.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely read up on that.
All right, guys, so that night passes, yes? You all go upstairs, take it easy. Simon, are you doing anything?
I want to go outside and walk.
You want to walk?
Yeah, I want to walk around the town.
People
just
watch.
To see what's there.
Okay.
Yeah, I want how the people react to a different person, a stranger. Mm. So that's what I want to do.
I'll go with Simon.
Okay.
Yeah.
As you begin to walk together, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So as you begin to walk together, you notice that this area, so you did walk through like a theater district kind of area, but when you got over here, it seems as though there's a church on every street. It seems as though there's different gods represented all over. And it looks like this is kind of the poorer area of the city. You do see some houses in disrepair. You see, you know, not so savory people. Yeah, it feels like very much like that.
Right.
And you realize that this maybe isn't the only church that does a free soup. You know, right. It feels as though they are doing this to help the people in this area. Honestly, it depends on how you're dressed. Traveling clothes. But do you think they're very clean, very well pressed, or very, like, no rips or tears? Or do you think that maybe they're a little scuffy?
I there's no rips or tears, but it's worn and it's wrinkled and threaded on, you know.
Yeah. Because I'm just, if, depending upon how you look, most likely nobody would really pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Probably no one's paying attention to you.
Yeah.
And you are able to walk through very easily. Once in a while, you might see somebody, like, scrounging through dirt or, yeah. So it doesn't feel like a great area that you're in. And it was, but then, like, it's broken up by these really beautiful churches that are, like, every so often. All right. So then we're going to jump forward to tomorrow morning.